Hello and happy 4th of July. Here's what we'll be learning in this lesson. You hit rocket one, and then you can shoot it off again. And it's all randomized. You can see each time the explosion is different. Everything flies off in different directions. It's beautiful. So we're using a custom particle effect that I just coded out, just special for 4th of July. So you can learn in ActionScript 3 how to create a little particle effect that will create a nice rocket and fireworks explosion. Okay, let's click create new ActionScript 3 file, and once inside I'm going to change the properties for the file to that width is good. I'm going to change the height to 300 so it's not so high, frame rate to 30 so we have better animations on our particle effect. Press OK. And actually, let's change the background color first to black because we want a night sky and our particles are going to be a bright color. So first things first is we'll draw out the particle. I'm just going to make a custom star shaped, a whacked out little star, just by drawing points with the pen tool. I selected the pen tool and I'm drawing points, making my little star here. It doesn't have to be shaped perfectly because I'm going to shrink it down really small. Okay, so there's our shape. Now let's give it a fill of white and stroke of none. Now we can resize it, make it teeny tiny, maybe even smaller than that. Let's go into 400%, let's get it a little smaller. That looks good to me. Okay, there's a little star. Let's go back to 100%. Okay, well, we can make it even bigger than that. Let's go back into 800. 800%, resize it, make it just a tad bigger. There we go. Now let's go back to 100. Okay, now let's right click this object, convert it to symbol, movie clip, registration can be center, that can be fine, it really doesn't matter, and then export for ActionScript. We're gonna call this, let's name it in the library, star 1, and let's just call it Lil Star for short. Lil Star. So this is the class definition, or the class name that we're giving it, so we can connect to it in the code using that name and pull it out from the library many, many times, as much as we need to. Okay, so press OK, and it's going to tell us that a definition for this class path cannot be found in the class path, so one will be automatically generated in ES5. Okay. Now, what we'll do is zap this off of stage because we have it in our library, and we have it, if you right click it, go to properties, we have it exporting for linkage in ActionScript. Okay, that's all nice. So now let's go into the code and we can start coding this puppy out. First thing is import the fl.transitions because we're going to be using between effects and easing. Dot all, and similar line here, dot easing dot all. Okay, now the next line, next two lines actually are going to be two numbers that we need to create. One is going to be I, that's short for index, that we're going to use in our for loop when we run a loop. And if you don't know what a for loop is and what it does and what it's used for, I feel sorry for you. You should find out. Okay, so let's go to max parts on this one. Max parts. Okay, so we have index and max parts. And this is both going to be used in our for loop. And we claim them as integers. Those are two variables that we're going to use further down in our script. Now this next variable is going to be the first particle, first little star we'll pull out of our library and use on stage. So let's name it first particle, colon. Remember little star? Little star equals new little star. So we use that name that we used, exported for ActionScript there in the library. So its name is first particle. So at this point in the code, that little star would be able to be accessed and brought out to stage through code by using add child first particle. Once you ran that line, it would be on stage. And so what we have to do is just think about what we want it to do when it comes out. When it comes out, we want it to start somewhere around here in the middle and shoot up and go a certain way, a certain length up the screen, and then kaboom. And when it goes kaboom, we want, you know, maybe 10 to 20 little more stars to make the effect that we're looking for. And it took me a little while to get the math right. And I don't know if anybody's ever used tweens like this before. And it might even turn out a little buggy, but it's good for a fireworks, I found. I really like the way it looks, and it was easy to code. So first thing we're going to do is create a... let's create a button. A little custom button. Okay, so here's my little custom button there, and I'm going to use that to initiate the rocket or the fireworks display, this little demonstration, and our little particle effect. So let's get the instance name that we need on this. Well, first let's add our listener. Here's our event listener for the click function of that button, and shoot rocket one is going to be the function that fires off. We're going to make that function in a second here. Let's grab this instance name, rocket1btn. Let's put that on the button. This button needs an instance name of rocket1btn. Now back in the code, we have our listener. Let's write out this function now. So, function shoot rocket1, and this is event colon mouse event. Void, open a curly brace, and close curly brace. Alright, the first thing we want to do inside of this function is go down a couple of lines, and we're going to type in this button visibility to be false. We don't want people hitting it over and over and over again. We want the animation to display through fully equals false. So we just claim the visibility property on that button, make it invisible while we run the animation. Now the first thing we do is add this particle, this first particle. And this is the one that's going to shoot up, say, out of the little cannon into the sky, and then right before the blast happens. So let's add child first particle. Right here, grab that instance name, first particle. Now first particle is on stage. Now I'm going to put a tween on it. So let's claim the name of that tween. Let's call it Rocket 1 Fly Y. Rocket 1 Fly Y. That's going to move its Y position in a tweened manner. This is tween equals new tween. And now we just put the parameters there. And this is going to be first particle is going to be the object that we want to tween. And the property of that object is going to be the y position. So that means it's where it is up and down on the stage, and or vertically. Now we want to have the ease method, which I'm going to use none.easeOut, because I think that has a decent look. EaseOut. Now we claim the number where it's going to start on stage, 300 at the bottom, and where it's going to stop. It's going to stop at, let's say, 180. Let's see how that looks. And then the duration, and then the true property there. So the tween actually runs. Alrighty. Now I'm going to put a tween for the X also, the X position. And that is because maybe you wouldn't want it to shoot straight up. Maybe you would want to shoot it at an angle. You know, so if you had X and Y positions, then you can, or X and Y tweening, then you can make that happen. So let's leave this one at 180, and this one 180. Because we want the X position for this first particle to be 180. The Y position, we want it to stop at 180, but have a start position of 300, so it starts at the bottom and comes up. And let's see, what do we got? 225. This should be 225 for the X position. 225. Because that would be center stage. Say 225. And the Y position. No, this would be 180. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this would be 225. So it's really not going to go anywhere. But if you wanted it to, you could have it start at a different X position here, and it would shoot at a little angle. So I'm going to leave that little bit of math in there. Okay, now the next line is going to be the event listener. It's going to be for this rocket fly X, or rocket fly Y, actually. Let's see, put it right here, dot add event listener. And this event listener is going to be for the motion finish event. Tween event dot motion finish. And where is that? Motion finish, comma, and then the function that we want to fire off. I'm going to name it rocket 1 explode. That's a good name for it. Close off parentheses, semicolon. Now let's write out that function. Let's call it function rocket 1 explode. Okay, I just popped in the rest of the code for the script, and it might be a little buggy, but it'll give you the general idea of how you can use tweens sometimes to create explosions and particle effects and cool things in your for loops. And so what we're going to do is talk you through it line by line, what I coded in here. And we stopped coding line by line on 17, is where we are creating that rocket 1 explode function. Okay. So inside of that function, we're claiming a variable here of explosion point, and we want it to be the number of the first particle dot y, or you can just use 120, because that's what that number is going to equal anyway. But if you had a little dynamic scenario, I just set that up so you can have things more dynamic. And we remove the child, the first particle. So you know when a firework goes off, you have the little thing that goes up in the air, and then once it explodes, that's it, it's gone. So that's the logic we want. We remove it. It exploded. Now we claim the max parts. Remember that variable we started up here? Max parts is going to be equal to 2. Now let me show you. I'm going to press Control Enter. And I'm going to shoot rocket 1 with this button. There it goes. You can see 2 parts each time fly out, because, and they go out in random directions at random distances. And that's the logic I was going for when I wrote this little script. So we have max parts of 2. Now if I change max parts to, say, 32, press Control Enter, this is really more like it. It's beautiful. Makes a nice fireworks effect. Max parts is equal to 32. Let's make that only about 18. See how that looks. And adjust all of these numbers, and you'll see wild things happening. Play with all the numbers. Okay, so here we start our for loop after we claim the max parts, because we're going to use the max parts number right here. So we claim the for loop, and in the for loop's condition, we say I is equal to 0. Remember, we claimed I index. I is equal to 0. And if I is less than 18 max parts, then I plus plus. That means I will iterate, keep adding to itself until it reaches that number. So it's not going to be an infinite loop. It's just going to go to 18 and stop. It's going to make all 18 of the little star parts that we need to make up the particle effect. And then all we need to really do is move them once they're all created here within this for loop. So here we create a random number and another random number. And you can see I use some pretty tricky math. And you can try and change up this math and see what happens. And all these numbers I would suggest you try and change up just a little bit, or a whole lot, and see what effect it has for you. You might, you know, be able to come up with a whole new kind of particle effect using these tween methods that I have here. And so now we claim a variable of particle. It's the little star again. Remember how we claimed this first particle? We do the same thing. We claim it as a name of just particle, and it's the little star from our library. And these things can also be colored. There's a little hint for you. You can color them through code. You add child at. We're going to add child at zero index of this particle. So there, it's added to stage at that point. Now we throw a tween on it. We combine 3 tweens together there. And I left them in this setup so you guys could see what's exactly going on there, or what exactly is going on there. Sorry, I'm turning retarded. So the first one is the particle flying in the x direction, second one is particle flying in the y direction, and the third one is particle fade out, because a fireworks rocket when it blows up, you notice that it's bright at the explosion, and then things kind of fizzle off. So you want to have that look. So we gave it a fade too, as it's moving out in random directions. So what we do is claim the particle, the x position for this one, strong.easeout is the ease method, and this is going to be a position of 225 to start with, because that's where our x position is, we know. And then we claim a speed, or a duration rather, of 4. The same duration is set for the y directional, and we give the random number of 2 here for this one, and random number of 1 here for this one for the ending positions. So this one starts at 225 and it ends at random number 1. So it's never going to be the same. That's how we get the, using this random number 1 here and random number 2 here is how we get the spread in a random fashion every time that rocket is shot. It's never the same. It's always going to be different. And it has a spread in different directions from one starting point. all out in random directions, and that's what we wanted, to make it look like an explosion. So the next one is the alpha, and that really simple. We just take it from full alpha to alpha zero at a duration of 3. Okay, now this next line is the event listener for this motion finish. After it explodes and all the little particles do their thing and they fade out, we want to make sure after each one fades out that it gets removed. And I'm not sure if this is the source of my bugs or not, but like I told you, it's a little buggy, so don't complain to me. Try and fix it. Give me the fix. How about that? Don't tell me how much I suck. Be better than me and fix it, and then tell us how you fixed it. Or whatever. And then, so what we do is we claim on the particle fade variable here an event listener of motion finish. And then we claim the event or the function fires off on that event. So on that motion finish, which is the alpha fade, then we remove particle function, which is this little function right here, which runs at that moment. And so we, in the remove particle function, we remove child at index of 0, where we added it in the first place here. Add child particle 0, index 0. We remove child at an index of 0. That removes that particle. And rocket 1 underscore btn dot visible is equal to true again. That's when I press the button, remember, it disappears. And then after they all fade out, then we want the button to reappear so the user can, or you, the tester, can shoot off the next rocket. And here we have an event listener for the, actually I already had that up top so I don't need it there. There's the event listener. Okay, we're good to go. Let's see. Shoot rocket 1. Okay, now if we render out. Yep. Still working just fine. See what happens? You hit the rocket button, it shoots, rocket button disappears. Waits for the fade out, then it comes back. You can make as many of these as you want. Red, white, and blue. I'm going to go further with this. I'm going to make multiple fireworks, not just that one. Then we'll make it come at angles and do all kind of fun things with it. Okay, so we hope you enjoy this one. The source files will be available free at developphp.com under the Flash tab, just like most of the other Flash tutorials. Okay, have a happy 4th of July. Don't get fat and drunk. Or do get fat and drunk. Sorry. Enjoy yourself.